We are in Maseches Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. A little bit smoother today, a little bit shorter Mishnayos today, and less complex. And the first is the Mishnah Beis that begins as an explanation, in part, at least, to the Mishnah that we did yesterday, the very long Mishnah. And again, not so much in words, but certainly an explanation and trying to understand all the cases. So let's jump in. Mishnah Beis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ketzad Potros Saraseyan. So what is the case? Speaking of yesterday's Mishnah, what's the case in which these 15 women that we listed, what's the case that they'll be able to pater, that they'll be able to exempt their koas from chalitza or yibam, as the previous Mishnah explained? So what is the case? Haisa bito, so here's the explanation. Oh, achas mikol ha'arayos ha'ilu nesu alechiv. If you have a man's daughter, or any of the other women who are an erva, was married to his brother, velo isha acheres, and his brother has another wife as well, vamis, and he dies, kashem shebito patura, then just as the man's daughter is going to be patur from doing chalitza or yibam since she is an erva to him, kach tsarasa patura, so to her co-wife is also going to be patur from doing chalitza or yibam with the brother. Now, halcha tsaras bito v'niseis l'achiv hasheni, let's say, if his daughter's co-wife now went and married the second brother, so now we're going to explain further yesterday's Mishnah. So if this, the, how the co-wife of the co-wife can be exempt. So if his daughter's co-wife went and married the second brother, right? So in other words, you have three brothers, right? And brother, A died, and brother B can't marry brother A's wife because she is his daughter, but brother C can do Yibam or Chalitza, and who did he do Yibam or Chalitza with? He did it specifically with brother A's other wife, which was not brother B's daughter. So this co-wife in her own right was not an erva to anyone, but she was exempt from doing Yibam or Chalitza with brother B because brother B's daughter was married to brother A. So again, if his daughter's co-wife went and married the second brother, that is the second brother, he did Yibam with her, velo isha acheres, and the second brother also has another wife, vamis, and he dies too without children. So now you have two women. You have the first woman's co-wife, the one of the brother's daughter's co-wife, who is married to this brother, and you have his original wife, so he has these two wives. So kashem shetsaras bito petura. So again, so there it is. Vamei. So the brother dies. Kashem shetsaras bito petura. Then just as his daughter's co-wife is pater from chibam or chalitza with brother B, so too kach tsaras sarasa petura. So too the co-wife of the co-wife is also going to be pater from the chibam or chalitza with brother B as well. So it's extended even through the entirety of this second marriage, and even once he passes away, we say that this co-wife now exempts this other co-wife from doing Yibam or Chalitza with brother B because she was once exempt as well because of her relation as a co-wife to brother B's daughter. Okay, so all right, okay, good. So Viter Afilo Hin Man, says the Mishnah, explaining. So how far are we willing to take this? Even up to 100 times, meaning even if there are 100 brothers and you have a co-wife of a co-wife of a co-wife of a co-wife, all because of the first marriage, whatever it is, we say that all these co-wives can exempt one another down the entire chain. Now says the Mishnah further, Ketzad im Mesu Tzaraseyin Mutaros. So we also explained in the Mishnah yesterday that there is an opportunity, there is an occasion when if you have a brother A and brother B, and brother A is married to brother B's daughter, one of the Erevos, and brother A gets divorced or whatever from his niece who he was married to. Now then he dies after that. So we say his only wife that was left remaining, who was not brother B's daughter, so she is no longer going to be considered exempt because when the brother died, he was not married to his brother's daughter. So again, so let's see this case inside. Ketzad im meisu tzarosein mutaros. What's the case that we said in the previous Mishnah that if one of the 15 women, one of these Erevos died, then their co-wives are going to be permitted to the brother for Yibam or Chalitza? Haisa bito oachas mikol ha'arayos ha'ilu nesu alechiv. If his daughter or one of these other 15 women who are an Erva was married to the brother, velo isha acheres, and his brother also had another wife, mesa bito onis garsha, and his daughter or one of the erbos, whatever, they died or they divorced this brother, and the marriage ended, ve'achar kach mes achiv, and then the brother died, tsarasa muteres, and the brother's former co-wife, the daughter's former co-wife is going to be permitted to brother B now for yibam and or for chalitza. now. So we said yesterday that there are cases of miyun that could take place as well. Sorry, you can have a divorce, you could have a death, or you can even have something like miyun. So says the Mishnah. Any of these erbos who could have done miyun, and that would have canceled out the marriage to the brother who passed away before he died, but didn't perform miyun at the end of the day, and therefore were still married to him when he died. So it's interesting because it doesn't completely potter the co-wife. And the reason why is because this marriage is going to be considered a marriage midarabanan and not a marriage midaraisa. So tsarasa choletes velo misyabemes. So the tsarasa, the co-wife, does chalita, but she doesn't do Yibam, an unbelievable situation, because biblically this girl who did not do Mian is not married to this to the brother biblically. She's married to him rabbinically. So technically, from a biblical standpoint, she is obligated, the co-wife is obligated to do Yibam or Chalitza. But the rabbi said that's a little weird, because even though biblically she might be required, rabbinically the brother is married the brother was married to the other brother's daughter, and then the brother was married to so for example, the brother was married to the other one's daughter, and she didn't do mian, so now they're rabbinically married. So rabbinically, this wife who was an heir to brother B exempts the other co-wife. But that, since that's just rabbinically, so the rabbi say you need to do something. So he say, what do you do? You do chalitza, but you can't do yibam, because to marry her would look very weird. That would look very off. But so therefore you do chalitza to end off the marriage, because again, rabbinically she exempts her, but biblically she does not exempt her. She does, the co-wife does chalitza and not yibam, because this other co-wife didn't do miyun, and she was still married to the brother when he died from a rabbinic standpoint. Okay. Mishnah Gimel. That was Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel now goes weiter and says that, you know, we have this magical number of 15. We have these 15 women who are considered erbos, and therefore they'll potter the co-wives. Says Mishnah Gimel, there's another 6 women. And that is that you have 6 women who you are allowed to marry their, if they share a co-wife, you are allowed to marry their co-wives, because you can be assured that not only are these 6 women erbos to brother B, but they're also erbos to brother A. So you know brother A was never married to them, so therefore you can always marry their co-wives. So let's see, Mishnah Gimel. Sheish arayos chamuros me'ilu. There are a... Sheish arayos chamuros me'ilu. There are 6 ervos who are more stringent, more chamor, than the 15 women listed in Mishnah Aleph, that mipnation is suos lachirim, in that those 15 women who could be married to one's brother, while these 6 women are certainly going to be married to others. Why? Because they are forbidden to his brother, just like they're forbidden to him. So they're more chamor in that extent. So therefore, tsarosein mutaros. So they're more chamor in that they're forbidden to him and his brother, but therefore tsarosein mutaros. Therefore, the co-wives are always going to be permitted to him. So if there's ever a situation where one of these 6 erbos is married to some man and they have a co-wife, and for whatever reason that husband they divorce, they go away, whatever it is, and they die. So now this brother B that we've been speaking about is allowed to marry the co-wife this erva who is an erva to brother A and brother B. So you're allowed to marry those co-wives. Says the Mishnah further, who are these 6 magical women? So first of all, imo, if you have a man's mother. So if you have a man's mother, even if she, let's say, wasn't even married to the father, but she gave birth to brother B, so brother A can never marry brother B's mother because of the fact there's a biblical prohibition of being with someone who your father was with. So you can't be with brother B's mother. So therefore, brother B can always marry his mother's co-wife, if that would happen. Ve'isha saviv, and his father's former wife. So meaning, I guess they both share a father. And so, the woman who he's married to, who I guess is neither one of their mothers, let's say. So, she can't marry brother A or brother B. So therefore, if she has a co-wife, brother B can marry her co-wife. Ve'achos aviv, and his father's sister. Again, that would be someone who's prohibited to marry, so the father's sister. So I guess they both share a father, so their father's sister, neither one of them can be with, and therefore you can rest assured that you can marry her co-wife. Brother B can marry her co-wife. Achoso me'aviv, his half-sister, from his father's side. So we assume over here that she's, since they all share a father, so she's also going to be the sister of his brother as well. So she's the half-sister of brother A and brother B. So therefore, since you know she's not going to marry brother A, so therefore brother B can always marry this half-sister's co-wife from the father's side. Of Eishes Achieviv, and his father's brother's former wife, who evidently both of these brothers are not permitted to marry, and therefore you can always marry his father's brother's former wife's co-wife. Ve'ishas achiv me'aviv, and the former wife of this is the sixth case now. Ve'ishas achiv me'aviv, and the former wife of his half brother. Stay with me. The former wife of his half brother, from his father's side, because when that and in the situation, obviously, when that marriage ended and it didn't create a situation of Yibam, so all these six women, you can be assured that there is that there is no way that the brother A married any of these women, and therefore all of their co-wives, if they were in marriage with a co-wife and that marriage dissipated for whatever reason, for all of them, the man died or whatever, so you can be assured that brother B can marry any of these six women's co-wives because of the fact that you know that they were never married to the brother, because they're also an heir to the brother. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet, but for now, we'll stop right here.